Hi.
Welcome to today's lesson on your mistakes don't disqualify you. I've gotten quite a number of comments like this. No hate to this person. I don't even know if they were trying to be rude or what the intention was. But I've gotten a lot of comments to the effect of, you've been through two divorces and you're going to be a life coach, or taking life advice from you. And I just want to offer a reframe to all of the people who are judging, or to all of the people who are watching wondering, do my mistakes disqualify me? Obviously the answer is no. If you've been paying any attention at all, any person who is coaching on something or has become an expert in something, a lot of the time they are coaching on the thing that they've overcome. I've seen coaches that coach on binge eating because they spent the majority of their life not being able to control their binge eating. I've seen coaches coach on singleness because they went through a really long season of singleness. People who coach in the fitness industry coach because they've done the work in the fitness industry, whether it be like their physique or their diet or nutrition, right? So what if, and hear me out on this, your mistakes, not only do they not disqualify you, but they uniquely qualify you for what it is that you're supposed to be doing and for your purpose in this world. I've been through a lot and I've overcome a lot. I mean, molestation, drug abuse in my family, two divorces, like you name it, binge eating. I've probably done it, binge drinking. And all of those things that I've gone through uniquely qualify me to help coach other people to not make the same mistakes that I did. So yeah, maybe I could sit here and listen to these comments and be like, I'm not qualified. Or I could make the best out of what I've been through and try to help other people that maybe don't see the light yet. And so if you're going through something, or maybe you've been through something and you feel like disqualified, I just want to encourage you. It's okay. It's okay. We all make mistakes. And guess what? You're not disqualified. Actually, I'd say you're overqualified. Okay. That's all. Bye.
The blind leading the blind. She does not mention anything about a third marriage. I see a ring on her finger, so maybe she did finally trap a sucker. Third marriages have a 74% chance of failing. If she did get married for a third time, it has a very high chance of failing. I have noticed a trend of many women like her becoming life coaches. She probably is making a killing. So many single mothers are desperate to find a stepdad. I bet most of her clients are single mothers that are using child support payments to fund the life coach. She tells them what they want to hear and they fork over the dough. The life coach sells them a dream that they will find a GigaChad stepdaddy that makes six figures that will sweep her off her feet. It is hilarious to see the delusion.